The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show. As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
Exit Tom, stage left.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Two rock star guests coming up. Number one, Lance Wolnow. Do you know Lance Wolnow? Oh my gosh. If you don't know who he is, hold on to your hat because he'll be here in a couple of minutes. If you know who he is, you're getting the kids. You're assembling the kids in front of the radio because it's better than Fibber McGee and Molly, better than Jack Benny. It's unbelievable stuff. We also have coming up, can I say it? Albin, can I say it, Chris?
You can. I'm holding on to my hat.
It's Tuesday. That can only mean one thing. Tuesdays with Morris. No, not Morris the cat. Dick Morris is going to be on to give his prognostications and observations with regard to the election situation unfolding before us. Very, very big day today. Let me remind you folks that you can catch all this stuff on our YouTube channel, which is the Eric Metaxas Show. We have 163,000 with a T subscribers. It has just exploded in the last few weeks. 163. If you are not yet subscribed to the YouTube page for the Eric Metaxas Show, honestly, folks, you must subscribe because you're missing stuff. We're also posting stuff that's not from this show because we want to get the message out there. I think the reason we're getting so many subscriptions, honestly, is that people are really struggling for sources for their news, sources for information. And I have to say, nobody is more shocked than I at how difficult that's become. So to the extent that we can do that for you, we're trying to get that stuff up. And so today, particularly listening to Lance, listening to Dick Morris and other stuff, we're going to have George Papadopoulos.
And might I say that you are one of the best looking guys on radio. So that also helps.
You know, I've heard that and it doesn't hurt my feelings. Okay. So we've got a couple other things to announce. People always say, what can I do? Well, there are a lot of things you can do. And if you do the things we're asking you to do now, that's half of it, because a huge part of what we're trying to do is disseminate information. And I'm calling for 1,000 Paul Revere's, that's you folks, to get the message out, to get the word out. We put stuff out there. We can only push it so far. You have to either retweet it or share it on Facebook or so on and so forth. By the way, I've got to share this before I share the big news. Tonight, another global prayer meeting. We do this at Facebook Live. I will post everything. It's a global prayer for election integrity. I don't run these prayer meetings. They're run by my friend Jim Garlow and Mario Bramnick, and they bring on their own guests and stuff. So I'm just a guest there. But I have to say, I have found them wonderful. The other day, the guy who blows the shofar, like I always find it funny because there's so many people like, what is that? He blows the shofar, the ram's horn. It's red, white, and blue. And I've just like found it, you know, I take it seriously. At the same time, I find it funny. Like many things that I take seriously, I also find them funny. But the other day, at the end of the call, I'm not making this up, Suzanne and I were agog on the shofar. Brilliantly, he played Taps and Amazing Grace on the shofar. Mm. I didn't think it was possible. It was very moving. Mm. So anyway, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, prayer call. I just want to say again, there's nothing more important than prayer. If you don't get that, that's okay. Ask God to reveal it to you. And if you don't believe in God, you know what? Just pretend you do for a second and say, Lord, if you're there, help me to understand these things. Yeah. Because I can guarantee you he is there and he will help you. So just do it because I asked you to do it and you'll see what happens.
I'd love to ask that shofar guy to play Feelings.
Feelings. Or
Ed S2. More than Feelings.
Feelings and Ed S2. I think, Alvin, we're going to get our wish. We're going to get him to come on this program after Trump.
If he takes requests. Term, yeah.
When Trump's in a second. Okay, here's what I have to tell you. This is getting serious. And this is why I'm telling everybody, please follow me all over social media. Please get my newsletter. I forgot to mention that. At ericmetaxas.com. Please, folks, because here it comes. Yesterday, for the first time ever, I go to Facebook to post something, and there's a big sign. It says, you have been barred from Facebook for 30 days because of posting something that was not in accordance with our community standards. Now, do you understand? Community standards. It's like eight communists get together and they say, we're the community and we have these standards. We hate freedom. We hate truth, whatever it is. We hate anything that doesn't accord with the narrative that we're pushing with our billions that we've made off of you, the people. So they said this and I thought, well, what have I posted that is not in accordance with their community standards? Did I say F you or something? They let people post that all day long. What did I post? I posted something. You see the guy behind me, Mike Lindell, not Donald the caveman, Mike Lindell. I posted something. I thought it was heroic that he put up his own personal money to get the 17-year-old boy, Kyle Rittenhouse, out of prison on bail. Not saying he's innocent, not saying anything. But I thought that was a really stand-up thing for Mike Lindell to do. I also personally believe Kyle Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. I don't think that that kid is a murderer. But that put that aside, I was thanking Mike Lindell for that. And I said, Mike Lindell is a sponsor on the program. You can thank him by buying something from MyPillow.com. And don't forget to use the code ERIC. That's what I posted. And Facebook said, you're out for a month because you violated community standards. Then when I tried to post something, I was able to post something, and I thought maybe they retracted that. I couldn't go to court. And then I got a warning that if you do something like that again, effectively, we will take down your entire Facebook page. 10 pages of personal information. It's like an archive, whatever. They'll just take it away because they own it. I just want you to understand how dark this is, folks. So we do need you to help us. We need you to subscribe to our YouTube channel while we can still post there. Maybe I'll have to go over to Rumble. We do need you at least to get our newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. That's a major way I'm getting information out. But it's an amazing thing that I have to say these things. It's, you know, almost funny in a way, except it's not funny. So I also want to exhort you, since I can talk about Mike Lindell on this program, since he's the major sponsor of this program, I wanted to, and look, I have a Mike Lindell bobblehead doll signed by the little hand of Mike himself. Look how little these hands are. They're so tiny. He signed it. Okay, so I got to say that we want you to go.
He looks bigger in those commercials, though.
I know. That's it's all a scam, show business. So we want you to go to mypillow.com, use the code ERIC. Tell your friends, use the code ERIC. Don't use whatever Fox News code. Do I need to tell you? Boo. Use the code ERIC. Please go do your Christmas shopping at mypillow.com. And also mystore.com, connected there. It's not there right this second, but more and more of my books are going to be available there at insane prices. I promise you, I'm just doing this to get them out. We're making like nothing. I'm not joking, okay? We had to raise the prices so that we're not losing money. But most of my books are going to be there. We're going to have a patriotic package with all the caveman books, with If You Can Keep It, with Yankee Doodle Muggsy. We're going to have a Christmas package with all of the caveman books and with the Uncle Muggsy Christmas book and something else I forgot. But anyway, all kinds of stuff. But you have to go to mystore.com, and they're going to be putting that up either today or tomorrow. We will see. But the prices are insane. I'm telling you that. It's affiliated with mypillow.com. Don't forget to use the code ERIC. Before we go to Lance Wall now Lance is a very interesting figure. He is basically a business guru. He's a futurist, super bright, but also very profound Christian. He's Jewish, ethnically Jewish, but he accepted Yeshua HaMashiach as his own personal Mashiach. And we are going to have a conversation with him. And after that, Dick Morris, lots more, but we're just going to leave it there for now. See you in a second or two. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I've got the privilege right now of speaking to someone I like. I have fun when we talk. I respect his mind, but I respect his faith. And we're going to talk about something that for many people is foreign. We're going to talk a little bit about what certain Christians call the prophetic. Many Christians scoff at this, sneer at it, call it heresy. I'm afraid they're mistaken and are themselves heretical in those claims. But you know what? It's cool. I just want to say that Lance Wolnow is somebody who understands the prophetic and who is himself somebody who hears directly from God. Now, I got to say this because there are people who won't get it. No one who is in this prophetic stuff and says, I heard something from God, doesn't take the Bible as the ultimate authority. So if God says something to you, it has to accord with what the Bible says. I'll leave it at that. Lance Wolnow, my friend, welcome.
It's good to see you, my friend. And you know, I don't even use the word prophetic because the prophetic word is so loaded with Pentecostal Tourette's responses with people. So I call it a futurist because Alvin Toffler, remember Alvin Toffler? Everybody thinks the guy's brilliant. If he had said he's a prophet, they would have joked, they laughed at him. But a futurist sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, here's the issue. There are people who hear, who get quote unquote words from God. They say God spoke this, boom, 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 boom. And they are claiming that God said this to them. Now, in many cases, that's exactly what happened. And it's proven to be true. There are a number of people who long before Trump was elected, long before he was a candidate, said that a man named Donald Trump is going to be our next president. Okay, so that happened. When you go back to when they said it, it was a loony absurdity, and yet it happened. And so I think, you know, these things are complicated. We have to weigh them. What I want to talk to you about is where we are right now. Many, many, many of these prophetic voices, some of whom I take very seriously, some of whom I don't listen to because I don't take them as seriously. But a number of very humble people whose prophetic office I take seriously have said that Trump will definitely be reelected, that some have said that there's going to be a real battle, that it's not going to be easy. A lot of people have said all kinds of things and have said we've got to fast and pray. This is a spiritual battle. And that, in a funny way, what is happening right now in this turmoil is God is preparing his church to learn how to pray and to battle in prayer. That's all I'll say. Where do you think we are as of now? In the natural, it's not looking very good.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So being inclined to predict stuff, on page 71, I actually wrote what I thought was going to happen.
Of what?
Of this book, God's Chaos Code. I predicted chaos is coming. And okay. I put this out before the election, obviously. So
yeah, no, you and I talked about this before the election. The title is God's Chaos Code. And on page 71, before the election, you wrote what?
I said that the election looks increasingly like it's not going to be decided on November 3rd. As rogue states count mail-in ballots, that means that Trump could win a landslide, and then surprise, surprise, ballots begin arriving. And with different timestamps, we could see within days a landslide turn into a margin and then a potential Trump defeat. The scenario doesn't even include You know, the fact that there's going to be illegal ballots, ballot harvesting, voter irregularities. The key to look for is when the networks like Fox, how about this one? Fox, Associated Press, Facebook, they don't declare a winner on election night. When that doesn't happen, the election results are going to end up being contested. The debate could last weeks, possibly months. This uncertainty will unleash street units at some point of the Antifa, BLM, and other funded organizations, because this may well be that it ends up going to the Supreme Court. So that was like, that was a strange prediction to make.
When did you write that, and when was the book published?
July. And the book was like, August, September.
Okay. All right. So look, first question. You are a futurist in the sense that you look at trends and you're a wise and very intelligent man. But when you wrote that, did it come from that, or was it a combination of that and something that you believe God spoke to you, what you just read us?
I believe it was, this is the interesting thing about this. I don't know how other people do this. I just simply have strong intuition, and that intuition then gets confirmed. So what happens is, when a thought is on me that I believe could be prophetic, I start to run into data that begins to confirm. And it's kind of like a cosmic way of God nudging me, saying, you're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Okay, hold on. See, this, I love this, Lance. I love that I can talk to you about this, because one of the things that really fascinates me is how people hear from God. And there are some people who hear from God extremely powerfully, but when you talk to them about it, they're pathetic at breaking it down so that you can track with them, right?
Right.
What you just said is sort of what happens to me. In other words, I have never gotten a boom, rima word of knowledge from God or whatever, but I have had deep knowings that I suspected were more than my own brain. It's kind of a deep knowing. When I talk about God's calling on my life, I know that God is in there and that he confirms it to me over and over and over again, so that it's quite different from when somebody says, yesterday the Lord said to me this and this and this, or I saw a picture of this. And you're saying something kind of similar. And the reason I bring this up is I want people to understand that God speaks to different people in different ways. And so just because God speaks to you differently than the next guy, it really doesn't matter. The only question is it God? But I'm just fascinated by what you just said. I love that. So you had an intuition, and then the more you looked at things and the more we began to see what was happening because of COVID, that, we're going to be in trouble.
Right. And what I've learned is that we're busy minds, guys like us. And so when a thought reoccurs, Eric, when it comes back to me with persistence, I honor the thought. To me, thoughts are things, not just random neurons. And so when you were writing Bonhoeffer, at some point there was the thought about Bonhoeffer. There was a thought. And it obviously the Lord leads you to do stuff. And then you look back and connect the dots and you go, oh, this is really how come I knew I had to do that book. But that was the way that the Lord was leading you at that time. So my sheep hear my voice. I don't think the prophetic should be an unusual thing, except that some of us have verticals. So when you have a vertical, it means there's an area where you have heightened intuition that puts you in front of other people so that you can actually anticipate reality faster than they do. And then you could use it and look smart, or you could just simply say, to be honest, like for instance, when I wrote the first book, I heard the term Trump derangement syndrome. I'm the guy that wrote it before it was used, because
okay,
I wrote
so wait,
it.
So you, when you say you heard that, was that a kind of a God voice, or was it just you came up with it in your mind and you feel like the Holy Spirit kind of highlight your own thought? How did that come to you?
Well, if you have a thought, like you said it, if a thought comes to you, it's kind of not in a sequence of you're thinking about something. It's just while you're sitting there, you hear a word, Trump derangement syndrome. And you go, Trump derangement syndrome. And I was writing at the time, and I thought, the media is going to have a meltdown. This is before Trump was even the candidate. The media is going to have a meltdown regarding Donald Trump, and they will experience a phenomenon called Trump derangement. And I wrote it down. Then I'm listening to Rush Limbaugh about a week later with a staff member, and he calls Trump derangement. And she looks at me and goes, hey, that's what you just wrote. I said, that's my confirmation. I've got it. That's going to be the term.
Isn't this crazy? Okay, so my dear friend Lance, where are we now? There have been many prophets whom I really respect, very humble people, who have insisted that God's hand is on this president. He will have a second term. He will, by God's grace, be able to do many of the things he was unable to do in his first term. Do you concur with that?
Yeah, you know, I feel a bit like if there's a character, it's the neurotic prophet. I hear stuff, and I believe it, but I don't necessarily have all the faith for it. And so I'm one of those guys that is looking for other people that are hearing the same thing instead of the Elijah type, I'll take care of this. And when I was watching your show, when you had Dick Morris on, I relate to you so well. And I'm watching you, and then Dick Morris, what he says, and he's giving us all the reasons. You know, there's kind of Georgia, and there's Pennsylvania, and there's Michigan, and Wisconsin. Then he goes, I give him a 20% chance.
Bingo. That's when my face drops, and I said, what?
I was right with you. I'm going, what, though? I'm going, what? I rewound it. I said, did he say what I think he said? Sure, you nailed it. You go, hey, what? You're like me. You're going, what are you talking about?
What do you mean 25%? In other words, you're saying the guy won. I had him on a week later, and he said categorically, Trump won in a landslide. Trump won big, no doubt about it. But he didn't have the confidence to say, we know that we're going to be able to prove this. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back with Lance Wolnau. Don't go away.
My body's aching and my time is at hand.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric. Okay. Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you.
Folks, I'm talking to Lance Wolnau. He's the author of God's Chaos Code. Lance, we're talking about my interview the other day with Dick Morris. So when he said to me that there's no question that Trump won, this was in my second interview with him, and he'll be on tomorrow, by the way. But I was going to say, when he said to me that on the facts, and he knows, this is a guy who knows, he said there's no question Trump won. But he was not so hopeful about whether we'd be able to prove that and get him a second term. Where I go with that is I say, if we know that he won and we know that people tried to defraud the American people of their votes, we need to fight to the death. This is a despicable, I would say, satanic thing. It is so evil that people would arrogantly try to do this. It is so wicked. We need to fight on our knees in prayer and fasting and in any other way we can, because we can never let this happen. I don't care what the odds are. I want to die fighting. This is wicked. So that's where I come out on it. I guess my question is, where do you think it's going to go?
Here's where I think it's going to go. And this is so, so important, because the prophetic, the nature of the prophetic, we tend to reduce it to a Nostradamus phenomena, a predictive something like Babe Ruth going to knock the home run over the right field wall. It isn't really like that. That's the spectacular. But that's not necessarily the way it works. Joshua and Caleb are at a moment of crossing over into the promised land. God has given them the land, and they see that they can do it. They have 10 other spies who are looking at the Associated Press, Fox News, Karl Rove, and other people, and they're saying, oh my God, I thought we were going to go over and take it. And literally, it was when God gave to the children of Israel the opportunity to possess the future, they looked at the size of the opposition and it talked them out of their own inheritance. And then you have a conflict within the body of Christ itself. You've got people like us saying, this is what God wants. This is what we have heard. This is what we have said. We must go over now. We hold fast your crown, lest another take it. And you've got a group of people going, yeah, well, if it really was supposed to happen, how do we know the prophets didn't miss it? And they're having the wrong conversation. We should be contending for the thing that God is giving us, rather than wringing our hands wondering what's going to happen next. I believe God wants us to have this thing.
Okay, and I will say in a different way, what I just said a moment ago is a different way of saying what you just said. If you know, I mean, the way I put it to get dramatic is somebody is trying to murder your child and they're over there someplace, you can't see them, and somebody comes to you and says, listen, let me be honest with you. The person who's trying to torture and murder and rape your child is so well armed that if you go over there and try to do something about it, there's a 90% chance, 95% chance you will be killed. You and I would not hesitate. We'd tell the person giving us that advice, you go to hell. If that's true, I'm going to go over there. I will be happy to die if the odds are 1,000 against 1, because this is called doing the right thing. When we talk about fraud in an election and people start telling me the odds, I just think to myself, at some point I put the odds aside and I say, do I believe in right and wrong? Am I willing to fight for what is right? And when people start saying, well, you know, I don't want to get too invested in this because I could lose or we could lose. And if Biden wins, maybe the IRS is going to come. I think to myself, that's how you go through life. So you would let somebody do this to your nation?
Yeah.
So even if you don't believe that God spoke it, you know that God believes in right and wrong. You know
Absolutely.
That God believes that corruption is wicked. So I think to myself, why wouldn't we do everything we can, including fasting and praying, knowing that it is God's will that
Absolutely.
Our liberty
Absolutely.
Continue?
Francis Frangipane had a great definition of spiritual warfare for people that are curious about what that is. He says, spiritual warfare is the contest over whose version of reality will materialize on the earth.
Oh.
Satan has a version of the future, and so does God. Warfare is over whether heaven or hell is going to materialize its intention. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, we're contending for a different reality than the one Satan wants to send. God gave us Donald Trump. I'm convinced that when the Lord said to me, and I did hear in an unusual way that, that Donald, the 45th president of the United States, was going to be an Isaiah 45 president. That was unusual because I've never heard a sentence that clearly with a Bible verse. And then I opened up the Bible and I saw it was referring to Cyrus, a secular leader that God was using. And I believe that God gave us that Cyrus and he referred him as a shepherd. And then the prophet goes on and says, and Isaiah says, and verily, thou art a God that hides thyself. To this day, Donald Trump's identity is hidden from many evangelicals who just can't see because God packaged himself in something they can't get around. But we should be contending for the full purpose God sent him here for. And this sucker punch to our gut right now that took place is an unveiling of the extent of organized evil and the willful power of lawlessness that we are up against. I think it's even a good thing in a weird way that we didn't have an easy win on election night.
I have said the same thing. Exactly.
We are so lazy, and we are kind of adolescent. We pray almost like we're watching an Avenger movie, where we have to have the impossible foe show up, and we have to beat them within 90 minutes or by, you know, election night. This battle is going to be an ongoing battle over this nation, and this is the most significant part of it now, and it's not over yet. This is the part that interests me. We're still in the tension of a miracle. I just want everybody to know what a miracle it is when it happens, because we have to see information is going to have to come out. We have to pray this way, for something hidden to be made manifest, because what the courts are going to require isn't a great argument as to how fraud could have happened. It's got to be where's the evidence.
Exactly. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back talking to Lance Wallnut. Don't go away.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Folks, I'm talking to Lance Wallnut. We're going to get to Sidney Powell and all of that stuff as well. So hang on. But right now we're talking about things that are slightly more ethereal. I have to ask you, you said, Lance, that you heard a sentence from God. He said that Trump is going to be an Isaiah 45 president. That's a dramatic thing. So you did get that sentence from God.
I did. And this goes down a rather strange rabbit hole. But since you're the only guy I can go there with, let me tell you what happened. The most remarkable prophet I ever met was Kim Clement from South Africa. And he and I were very close friends. And I, when I was with him, would obviously not try to match wits with his prophetic gift. So I would teach and he would pick up words of knowledge and he would preach. We were supposed to meet Donald Trump on the same day at Trump Towers when he had a stroke. He didn't show up. And I went and had to meet. So I met Trump with these other people. And he and I had dinner. And we were supposed to have dinner together. And he never showed up.
What year was this?
This was going to be 2015, August of 2015. So I get home. And I'm just telling you how this works, Eric. It's a mystery. We were best friends. And I think what happened was everyone was wondering what he was going to say about meeting Donald Trump.
You're talking about Kim Clement, because people don't know this. This is not some, you know, people don't know. Kim Clement died.
Right.
He was an amazing prophet, and he predicted that Trump would be president, what, in 2007?
Yeah, and in 2014, he made a most remarkable statement, which is so impossible. He said, "The Lord says, I am dissatisfied with both parties. I am dissatisfied, and what I'm going to do will be an absolute disruption to the Democrats and will be offensive to the Republicans." He literally predicted God was going to do something neither party would like. And I thought, how's that possible? At least one party.
In 2014, he said this.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
So, and then he said, and you know, he will go in and they will say he has hot blood, meaning his temperament is just not appropriate for the office. And so I obviously wanted to meet with him. And when I got back from Trump Towers, it was Kim's voice. I could almost hear his voice in my ear going through my head like a ticker tape. And that was that. I started hearing. I thought, oh my gosh! It's like that must be how he hears things, because I never did. And so that's how I started to pick up on that. But it was only in this vertical of electoral politics. It wasn't in your personal life. Like he could be in any area and pick stuff up. I got it when it came to trends in America regarding government, economics, and foreign affairs.
Unbelievable! There's so much I want to talk to you about. Do you know there's a very humble pastor in Las Vegas named Mike Thompson. Are you aware of him?
Yeah, but tell me about him a little bit.
Well, I've just been listening to him over the months, and I have to say, there are certain people that there's such a humility that it's compelling. So when he says God's been saying this or God, you take it much more seriously because there's zero bombast. He's just a very, very humble man. But he has said extremely clearly many, many times, God's hand is on Donald Trump. God is using him to do these things. And he has said there is no reason for us to believe that that has changed and that we need to contend the way you said it. We need
to
persevere and pray and contend. And so anybody in the natural says, you know, it's all lost. I kind of think, folks, trust me. I would rather lie in the hammock than fight. But you know what? There's a time where you can't do that. And we are in that time right now.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the other part of this thing is every time, Eric, that I start to succumb to the Karl Roves and the and Dick Morris's and to the critics of the prophets that's out there, too, I actually find my this is just how you have to know you're wired. I find myself, in a sense, grieving the spirit. And then when I start to pray as one contending for righteousness and for what God wants to do, I find myself strengthened. So I'm actually going to stay in the flow of contending for what God wants to do and manifest rather than what the circumstances are dictating.
Okay, what you just said is exactly my case. I have never, literally never in my life been on a faith roller coaster. I have always had strong faith, but the facts of this case are so difficult that anytime a Dick Morris says something, now, by the way, I love Dick Morris. And I'm saying when he said the 25%, I felt like a punch in the gut. I thought like, what? And every day I get some kind of information like that. That's another punch in the gut. And then either I pray or I go on a prayer call. Like we've been on these prayer calls where they're blowing the red, white and blue shofar and everything changes because you're surrounded by people of faith and you enter into that faith again. So it's been kind of a roller coaster. I want to get to, I know you've got some stuff you want to say about what Tucker Carlson said about Sidney Powell in the press conference. I don't want to spend too much time.
I know.
But I want to get to that.
I know, you know how it is. You already talked about it, but I didn't talk about it, and I'm all frustrated. I haven't talked about it yet. I just got to get out of my system. She's supposed to be releasing the Kraken, right? And so what does she do? In 1 week, this woman surfaces the fact that the Dominion software, the Sequoia voting machines, and the Smartmatic program, the offices for this are in Toronto, shared with George Soros. Soros's number two guy, Lord Malik Brown of the UK, is the managing partner of the project, and it's tied into the Clinton Foundation, where they processed 125 million votes for Obama already with this software. So who knows how far back this stuff has actually been meddling with electoral politics. She finds the patent holder is Eric Coomer, with a recording on a call with Antifa saying that the election is rigged for Biden and we're going to F Trump. And then you look at the social media accounts of all the guys working on the project, and they're all colossally obsessed with destroying Donald Trump. We find out that the software originally is developed so that it could be used and implemented by Chavez. It's exported to Argentina and other Central American countries. And it has a backdoor feature in it where it can actually be accessed by individuals who are operators in order to manipulate the results and flip the votes. Now, you start looking at that and you say to yourself, wait a second. We have a record in 2006 of Carolyn Maloney, and even in 2019, Klobuchar and Warren had concerns about it for fear that it would be used against them.
And probably was used against Bernie Sanders in South Carolina. At this point, you have to guess.
You have to assume it. You have to assume it. And then she says what we've also found out is there are $100 million of taxpayer money made for last-minute purchases where states were not able to vet. And so there were states that bought the Dominion voting system, and we need to know what those states are because it was a quick sale that was done in order to use the system without having an opportunity to totally vet it, like Texas did and rejected it.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Folks, we've got lots more with Lance Wolnow. Do not go away. Please share these videos. Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, I'm talking to Lance Wolnow, and we are talking about Sidney Powell and all the information that she gave out. The specificity of it, this is my problem, Lance, is that the specificity of it and the specificity of stuff that Giuliani said about, I said, are people thinking that they're making this up or that they don't actually have the evidence, that they're just blowing smoke? And there are plenty of people who seem to think that that's possible, that somebody with a record like Sidney Powell, if you know Sidney Powell, you think she does not blow smoke. This woman, and so you, what you just said there in the previous segment, this is stunning stuff. You'd think that the whole world would want to know. Well, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's forget about everything until we get to the bottom of this.
I mean, come on. They had fictional urinating prostitutes from Russia as the original story that the Times and the Post were working on Donald Trump in the first week of his presidency. And they ran that story, which proved to be total fiction. You've got information like this, and there's no raised eyebrows? This
okay, you said you had a reaction to what Tucker said on Thursday night in reaction to the press conference. Now, I understood where he was coming from to some extent. I was sorry that he went as far as he did. But what is your reaction?
My reaction is, after you hear what I just said, what the heck is he talking about? The follow-up question for him isn't, where's the beef? She just slaughtered a brontosaurus. What he should be asking is, how soon do you think you will be able to divulge specifics so that we can see this the credibility of this of these electorates so challenged that it can be overturned? Beyond what you shared with us, which is a great grand scheme, do you have enough to be able to execute with specificity? In other words, do you have the whistleblowers, the people that actually participated in this? Do you have anyone? Those are the kinds of questions to inquire. He seemed more offended over the fact that she wouldn't show up and do an interview than he should have been. So I'm saying all this information comes out in a week. Where in the world? Nobody got this stuff up until then.
You know, you're right, and it's, you know, again, to me, if any of this is true, this is so offensive. People should be so outraged. I mean, you know, you ask the question, where's the outrage? What are people asleep? Are people so in love with their own comforts that they can't be bothered? If you hear somebody being beaten to death outside your window, like the Kitty Genovese thing from 1964, and people just ignored that this woman was being murdered outside their windows. I mean, are we that inured to pain and to evil acts that we just turn a blind eye? I mean, I don't get it. And I really think that, as you have said, we've got to contend, we've got to pray, because what we're asking Sidney Powell and company to do is very hard. In other words, this is not going to be easy for them to get in front of a court and to prove this stuff. So we need to pray for them.
It isn't. I want to just encourage you with this. Trump had picked up 10 million even more votes than last time. In spite of the bombardment of media, I am convinced the majority of Americans looked at the summer of rage, the statues coming down, the violence, and they made a decision, like Brexit. They were getting the heck out of alignment with that ideology. And they were robbed. But that means we got 70 million of them, Eric, that are feeling frustrated right now and saying, where's the process?
I mean, look, she said flat out, Trump will win. Trump won in a landslide. Sidney Powell would never say that unless she knew this was true. Okay, we're going to keep you over into hour two, folks. I'm talking to Lance Wolnow. Kooky stuff.